Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the years. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again, rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WOMY.
Bye. Those guys could probably fall under the category of whatever happened to, whatever happened to the Hanson Brothers. That song was all over the radio back in 1997. I think their only hit, but they're still touring to this day, recording independent music. And recently, Taylor Hanson was announced as part of the cast for Dancing with the Stars. Hard to believe that's 35 seasons already, but it happens. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you. Thank you so much for joining me. This is another edition of Jukebox Journey. I'll be with you till 2 o'clock this afternoon. If you are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. Yesterday, I found this hard to believe, but Barry Gibb turned 80 years old. And another guy, if he was still living, he would have turned 80 today. He was the keyboardist, singer, a songwriter, and he was considered a top session keyboardist. He played with Little Richard, Sam Cooke, Ray Charles, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones. And you probably guessed by now, yes, it's Billy Preston.
I'm a gamer. Do we have any gamers? What's your game?
Rocket League.
I'm sorry?
Rocket League.
Rocket League. Tic-tac-toe. Sometimes till 7 o'clock at night.
I'm not afraid. gonna change, but I know everything is okay. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. You want me to think that I'm being used. You want her to think it's over. You can't see it doesn't matter what you do. But you don't even know her. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. And you just can't creep up behind her. Man, you can't understand that she's my girl. She's my girl. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Listen to Her Heart, here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G in with you, Jukebox Journey. Thank you so much for joining me today. And we do have the first request of the afternoon. This is for Catherine in West Oneonta. Some Rush.
Thank you.
Rush here at 90.9 FM and the Spirit of Radio. Those guys, hard to believe, still on tour, and things must be going very well for them because 2 days ago they announced 4 more dates coming up this fall. 3 in October, 1 in November, Houston, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. So if you want to mortgage the house and buy a ticket, now is your chance. Those guys have been around for like forever. And speaking about musicians who've been around forever, Mick Jagger, man, he was on David Letterman, The Late Show with him, in December of 2012. And at that time, he was helping David do the top 10 list. And it was 50 years, what Mick Jagger learned about being in rock and roll for 50 years. And that was in 2012. So here's a clip from that.
That's exactly right. And the number one thing I, Mick Jagger, have learned after 50 years in rock and roll.
You start out playing rock and roll so you can have sex and do drugs. But you end up doing drugs so you can still play rock and roll and have sex.
Yeah. What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she finds a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Dr. P, some more of these outside the door. She's too formal. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say they just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of her mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took for more. What a drag it is getting on. Much too hard today. I hear every mother say the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They just help you on your way through your busy dying day.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world
spaceship on my way to Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb. But that'll explode. I'm burning through the sky. 200 degrees. That's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman.
Watch that clip, or maybe you saw it live when Queen played at Live Aid. Man, I could watch that clip over and over. It's just some fantastic performance. When was it, like only 20 minutes? But Queen, can't hold back here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G in with you. We got a dedication to take care of right now. This is from, well, it's from Kristen in Tuckahoe, don't you know? And it's going to Chloe up in Syracuse. Song called 12 to 12. Enjoy it.
Bye. So I'm married, I have a wife, I have a spouse, she's a woman, she's a rescue. I don't like that word, wife. She's another Willie's. So I introduce her as my ex-girlfriend, pretty much the same thing. You married men might want to try that at home. Especially if you're tired of living at home.
Thank you. what's starting or the end. We'll find out, I'm told. My mother, she told me so.
about it.
Whenever I hear that song, I immediately think of the movie Love Actually. When Colin decides he's on the wrong continent and goes to Milwaukee. It's such a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you got to watch it. It's a great Christmas movie, so keep that in mind. One of my favorite movies ever has to be Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks, phenomenal actor. He was on Colbert about 2 years ago. And I wasn't aware about this, but there's that famous scene where Forrest Gump just starts running across the country. That almost did not come into play in the movie. When Tom Hanks was on Colbert, he was talking about him and his brother, who was part of that movie. He was one of the runners that they use as a stand-in. Because they filmed that on weekends, but he was explaining that that whole scene almost didn't happen.
Going to a famous lighthouse or North Carolina, and we would just put the whole thing and run all weekend long. But one of the studio, before we started it, the studio guy says, you're going to have to cut that. And when it found out they were going to have to cut it, I felt bad. But Bob, I got this call from my agent. The director, Bob Zemeckis, wants to talk to you. And I thought, I am so fired now. Because when you get that, the director is coming to your house to talk to you, that means you're out, baby. Turns out, you know, somebody else is available. And they didn't want you in the first place. And you're too tall and, you know, all things could go wrong. But Bob came out and he said, Tom, I cannot make a movie without the star of the movie as my soulmate. So you and I have to be joined at the hip through all of this. And so we worked out this thing, and we said, okay, this is actually a movie economics 101. I said, well, what do you want to do, Bob? I said, I think we should pay for this sequence ourselves. Let's knock money out of our salary, and we will pay for it ourselves. And it was a lot of money. It was so we split it right down the middle. And we said, we'll take it out of our salary, but we'll make them give it back to us in points on the back end. Okay.